The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Friday afternoon. Can you believe it? We are once again at Friday face-to-face with the upcoming weekend. Coming to the end of another week of broadcasting, it hardly seems possible, but we're here. And here's my telephone number. That's especially important on Fridays because we open the phones to you. We can talk about just about anything on Fridays. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I'd love to hear from you if you want to talk about current events, biblical questions. Give me a call. 877-BOB-LIVE. Now, there's another phone call that I'm going to mention to you periodically today, and I mean that periodically. And that's the number for Heartbeat International. Came to you yesterday on behalf of Heartbeat. I will give you an update in a few minutes. I've got some stories I want to share with you, one out of Washington, D.C., that I think you will really like to hear. It's not often we get really good news out of Washington, but this is indeed good news. But I want you to be praying, seriously praying, about supporting Option Line at Heartbeat International. The single most effective way to save the unborn from abortion. And that's a fact. It's not hyperbole. It is a fact. The single most efficient way, the single most effective way to actually save the lives of unborn babies is Heartbeat International Option Line, which is, it's an international organization, but they're headquartered right here in Columbus. I want you to pray about giving a generous gift. I'll give you an update. I'll tell you more about it later, but I want to give you the number, 800-999-7408. 800-999-7408. Again, in a few minutes, I'll give you an update. And to be really honest and candid, it is not a very positive update. And I'll share that with you in a few minutes. 800-999-7408. Yesterday in Washington, D.C., the world's attention was on the impeachment, the acceptance of the impeachment articles by the Senate, the swearing in of the Chief Justice, the swearing in of the senators, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, wall-to-wall coverage on all of the cable news outlets and so on and so forth. But here's something you did not hear. on the 5 o'clock news, the 6 o'clock news, the 7 o'clock news, the 10 o'clock news, the 11 o'clock news. Is it President Trump held a ceremony in the Oval Office at the White House where he signed some very important executive orders concerning religious freedom. Now, what this is an order from the Trump administration to every public school in America, particularly elementary and secondary education. According to the Elementary and Secondary Education Act of 1965, called the ESEA, these are the guidelines by which schools can receive federal funding. Again, it's the ESEA, established by Congress, signed into law back in 1965. The president yesterday signed an executive order which said in part, in order to receive federal funding, each school must certify in writing to its state educational agency that, here's the important part, it has no policy that prevents or otherwise denies participation in constitutionally protected prayer in public schools as detailed in this updated guidance. In addition to that, the administration also issued 9 proposed rules that protect religious organizations from being discriminated against by the federal government. Now, love him, hate him, somewhere in between, Donald Trump has done more to champion religious freedom and religious liberty in America than any other president in our lifetime. And that is just a fact. Now, here's what's really important about what happened to the White House yesterday. It means that the Trump administration understands what separation of church and state is all about. I was driving home last night from the station. I was clicking across the radio dial, and I came across a local talk show host here in Columbus. Pretty popular program. Big audience, big station. And the local talk show host was talking about religious freedom and particularly separation of church and state. He was proposing a question on the air. Do you think that religion has too much emphasis or influence in American government? They were talking about it on the air and so forth. He actually implied that the words separation of church and state were contained in the Constitution. And I'm driving down the road and I'm going, are you serious? But you see, many, 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 maybe the majority of Americans actually believe that the words separation of church and state are in the Constitution. They are not. Then where did it come from? Well, again, most of you know because you're smarter than the average bear. This came from a letter, a bit of correspondence between a group of Baptists in Danbury, Connecticut, and Thomas Jefferson. The country was young. The country was trying to find its way in adhering to the Constitution, putting the Constitution together, and what is America going to be all about? A group of Baptists in Danbury, Connecticut, wrote to Thomas Jefferson with their concerns. They were concerned that the government would interfere with their religious beliefs, their religious practices, because that's what happened in England. The government in England mandated what could and couldn't be said in the church, what could and couldn't be taught in the church. It was a state religion. And the Danbury Baptists wrote to Thomas Jefferson and said, please, 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 this cannot happen in America. We must have freedom to express our religion, to teach our religion, to preach our religion, to practice our religion. And in response, Thomas Jefferson wrote back to the Danbury Baptists and basically said, hey, chill out. You don't have to worry. We believe, he's speaking on behalf of the founding fathers, we believe that there should be a wall of separation between church and state. Now, here's what Jefferson meant. He meant that the wall should keep the government out of the church. That was the emphasis. The wall of separation of church and state. And by the way, that's the only place those words are found, in a letter from Thomas Jefferson to the Danbury Baptists. It's not the Constitution. It's not the Declaration of Independence. It's not anywhere else. It's in one letter written by Thomas Jefferson to these Baptists. And he was assuring them, you don't have to worry. Government will not in any way intrude upon you. We will not get involved. It was not a wall to keep religion and the church out of government. It was basically a one-way wall, because that's what the Danbury Baptists were concerned about. These documents, these executive orders, these projected proposed rules from the White House yesterday are in the spirit of Thomas Jefferson's assurance to the Danbury Baptists. We are not going to take away your rights to practice your religion in the public square or in education or anywhere else. The liberal left has totally and completely manipulated, destroyed, and perverted the First Amendment and the separation of church and state. What the president did yesterday illustrates he gets it. This is what Thomas Jefferson was talking about. Important. And as I said, this administration has probably done more to espouse freedom, liberty concerning religion than any president or any administration in modern history. He should be praised for that, not condemned. All right, my number is 877-BOB-LIVE. Hang with me. We'll be right back.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. At the top of the hour, I have a story out of Illinois that will just blow your mind. No, I mean it. I am not exaggerating. I don't deal with hyperbole. I don't deal in sensationalism. Top of the hour, because I want to make sure I have time to deal with it. This story out of Illinois, talk about an illustration of the perversion of our age, what has happened to our culture and our society. It's absolutely unbelievable, incredible, mind-blowing. I've got that for you at the top of the hour. So please hang with me at least until just a little bit after the top of the hour. I want to give you an update on Heartbeat International. If you were listening yesterday, we spent most of the day yesterday expressing the opportunity and the responsibility to support the single most effective and efficient way of saving unborn babies in the world, and that's the network of Heartbeat International. It's a network of way over 2,000 pregnancy centers all over the United States and then all over the world as well. And one thing that links all of those pregnancy centers together is the Option Line. The Option Line, real, live, trained people, professionals, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, who are receiving chats and live phone calls from all over the United States. And through the Option Line, 1,000 babies are saved from abortion. Not every year. That would be incredible. Not every month. That would be spectacular. But every week. It's true. It's verifiable, measurable. Three, and this is conservative, at least 3,000 babies who would be aborted are saved and given an opportunity to live because of the outreach of Option Line. There is nothing, no one, saving more babies' lives than Heartbeat International and Option Line. And we have the privilege of having them right here in Columbus. All right, yesterday, I told you that our goal was a little over $8,000. It takes $75 for every single hour. And again, they are there every moment, every day, 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. It takes $75 every single hour for 365 days. Do the math. How many hours, how many days, and so on and so forth. We have the privilege, but also the responsibility to take care of one work week, 5 days. Our technical goal is $8,100. I want to reach at least 9,000 because 9,000 would be 5 full days of Option Line. Now, let me give you an update. Can I be really honest and candid and transparent with you? It has been a long, long time since I left WRFD studios more discouraged than I was last night. Not in you, but in an opportunity lost. Our goal is $8,100. When we finished yesterday, we were at $1,620. Now, if you do the math, 18 babies are saved every hour through Option Line. 18 every single hour. 18 women who are abortion-minded change their mind every single hour through Option Line. So that means $1,620, $75 an hour. That provides 21.6 hours, not quite one full day, but it works out to 388 babies were saved yesterday. That's good. 388 babies. But it's not enough. And I left here last night just devastated. I'm just being honest. We do donation campaigns 5 or 6 times a year. And I've been here for 20 years. I believe that's the worst first day we've ever had. And it's one of the most important things we've ever done, saving unborn babies. So I'm asking you right now to call 800-999-7408. We need to make up for it, folks. $75 will take care of a full hour. I am asking you, I'm pleading with you to call 800-999-7408. We need to save some babies. 800-999-7408. We need to have a great, great day today.